You work hard. Now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious, and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.
Crafted for speed, tested and worn by Bukayo Saka. The New Balance Furon V8 refines the ultra-lightweight, precision, strike-focused design for an even greater sense of speed. A new speed control stud is designed to support control during sudden stops, sharp pivots, and moves used by the fastest players on the pitch, like Saka himself. Experience engineered minimalism crafted to support explosive movement and the sharpest of touches. Learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com/Saka.
Off the ball, GAA.
But with the new rules, you feel like you don't understand the game anymore to an extent, in that, you know, these 8, 10, 12 point leads do not mean anything like what they used to before.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
All right, Sarah, first off, the Super Value deal with the GAA, it's fantastic, and you see Super Value over your jersey there as well. They've done fantastic work with the GAA.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Just the visibility and the support, it means so much to us, and it makes such a huge difference to the girls and the team.
Talk to us about the year you've had so far.
So we were delighted to get to the league final and to be, you know, promoted back to Division One. That was one of our biggest goals this year. Obviously, we were unsuccessful in the final, but you know what, we learned so much from the game, and you know, going forward to Championship, it was probably the best preparation that we could have had. It's coming together nicely, and we're happy with how it's going so far.
What was the biggest takeaway, I suppose, from that defeat to Galway, and what you have to work on?
So I suppose we had a great first half, but then, you know, things declined rapidly then in the second half. So, you know, I suppose just to be consistent and, you know, not to let the game run away from us.
I suppose you had 6 wins in 7 games, so you must be happy with the way things have gone overall, I guess.
Yeah, overall, yeah. No, it was quite positive, you know, and every game we learned a lot from it. So we've got that bit of confidence, I suppose, going forward now. So far, so good.
We heard Hannah just speaking inside there about this Cork team. I suppose it's a new panel. I suppose there's a bit of a bedding in period, I guess.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, new panel, lots of, you know, younger girls, newer girls to the panel, new management and stuff like that. But I think the league has been ideal for us to get to know each other, to bond, and for the group to continue integrating, you know, on and off the field. So it's been going quite well.
Joe Carolyn, the aftermath of that defeat to Galway, said you need to bring the game to the next level. What does that entail for Joe?
I suppose that's just, you know, intensity at training and stuff, and, you know, to replicate the kind of match intensity at training as well, so that we can get used to it. And obviously, you know, Munster Championship is so such a high standard, so it's just getting up to that intensity, I think, and pace.
And it's a big job as well for Joe in rebuilding this panel and getting them up to all our own standard, I guess.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, Joe has experience with a lot of us, you know, underage and like with college. He trained UCC for two, three years now, so it is a big job, but so far so good. You know, the group is really happy, and there's a really competitive but positive environment at training.
Obviously, the Munster Championship is underway. Defeat to Kerry, not ideal for the opening game. No. But what did you learn from that game?
Well, it was actually the other way around now. We had a poor first half and a good second half.
Just combine the two.
If we could combine the two going forward now. You know, there was lots of positives, but obviously we conceded, 1-11, and, you know, we were struggling to score up front in the first half. But we improved in the second half. It's just trying to get that now for the full game.
Yeah, and what are you expecting out from Tipperary this weekend?
So we've lots of experience playing Tip, so we know it's going to be a challenge. Obviously, we're focusing on ourselves and, you know, based off our game against Kerry. So hopefully now we can just get a full, you know, 60-minute performance out of the team.
I suppose it's about getting the support of the Cork public behind you as well. That's always a massive help.
Absolutely. There was a big crowd at our Kerry First Championship this week, and it makes such a difference. You know, the girls were even saying, you know, that boost coming on at half-time, it does make the difference, you know, especially when you're coming back from, you know, being, you know, losing the game. It does make a huge difference for the morale and, you know, the boost that we needed.
Yeah. And for yourself as captain this year, how are you finding that role?
I'm finding really good. I'm lucky that I've trained under some fantastic captains with Cork, and you know, I'm really close with all of the girls, so it's quite, you know, they're making that bit easier for me, but so far so good. I think just to keep it positive as possible, and ensure that everyone's happy.
And would you be one now for big speeches before matches, or are you kind of just more letting people out?
I think you know what, we've so much leaders on the team, so I like to I suppose hand around the speeches. But yeah, no, I do enjoy a good talk as well, and the girls, you know what, everyone's quite good at communication, so I think that's important.
Fantastic stuff indeed. What would be a good summer now for Cork? What would be a good year?
I think, you know, obviously we have the aim, that like our dream to win the All-Ireland, and you know, I think coming together as a group and, you know, getting those strong performances out are really important. Take each game as it comes, but overall I think it's going quite well.
So thank you so much, best of luck for the summer.
Thank you so much too.
Impact confirmed. The Slayer has been activated.
Demonic threat level increasing.
Hold the line!
Everything will be destroyed. We need him.
Our enemy is divided. Focus on breaking the humans. I can never rule so long as you are the only one they fear. All the power of hell cowering before one man.
Id Software presents Doom the Dark Ages. Stand and fight to become the super weapon of gods and kings in a medieval war against hell. Available May 15th on Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5, and PC. Pre-order now.
Rated M for mature.
You work hard. Now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious, and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.
Hannah, how are you?
Good, not too bad now.
Good to see you. It's a fantastic day here at Super Value Park in Cueve, and a great day to see Super Value extend their association with the GAA.
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic, and it's brilliant to have it down in Cork rather than up in Dublin and Croke Park. So great to get all these faces down here, and as you said, a lovely day for it. But yeah, I think Super Value are just such a huge sponsor, and you know what they hold so value to them is that community includes everyone, and you know, that's what the GAA is. So I think the GAA and Super Value just go hand in hand together, so it's great to have them back on board.
Yeah, you're speaking there in the panel about being a dual player, and I suppose you're one of a dying breed now at the moment. So how are you finding to combine the two, and how are you finding it this year?
Yeah, like, you know, people ask me that a lot, or like, why do I keep going back or whatever, but like, it is just genuinely a love for it. You know, like, if you're an outsider looking in, it might be a lot easier to just pick Camogie and go with that, because that's more successful at the moment. But you know, I really do have a love for football, and a love for, you know, I suppose football would have been my first sport growing up in Ahada and whatnot, and you know, just a real draw for the team. And you know, there is the potential there to win in All-Ireland, there always is. So you know, it is challenging keeping the two on the road, especially with the split season and the condensed fixtures. But you know, Joe, Carol and Ger are working together, and you know, if we can just keep it going and keep fit and healthy.
And avoid fixture clashes as well, which would be ideal.
I know. Yeah.
You're going for three in a row on the Camogie. You spoke kind of very openly there in the discussion about wanting to win that three in a row and how much it's driving you on this year.
Yeah, it is. Look, it's personal opinion. Maybe I should keep it to myself, but it is something that I'm after, and it is something that's important to me to win three in a row, and it does motivate me and it does drive me on. Other people will have different aspects or different views or different motivations. Other people will want to talk about it, other people won't want to talk about it, but at the end of the day, I'm talking to you here about it, but I won't talk about it again now till August in the camp. As I said, you know, for us it's every training session, it's every championship match. You know, I think this year especially, like the last couple of years, the competition for places is just out of this world. So if you're not training hard, if you're not putting in the work on off the field and on match day, you're not going to be a part of that team. So you know, that's my first protocol, is to keep on that team, to be honest with you. But it is something that's very important to us, and if we keep keep going after it. Look, hopefully we'll see what'll happen in August.
I was going to say there's a big target on your back going for a 3 in a row, but there's a target on your back regardless. I mean, like, you went in as the All-Ireland champions last year as well.
Yeah, it is, and like that's what probably does that. That's what comes with being from Cork, I suppose. You know, or the successful teams that have gone before us. So, you know, it is a lot harder when you're the person being hunted. You know, it's a lot easier when you're trying to get there, but when you're on top, and staying on top is also that always the hard thing. Mm. But at the end of the day, when we go training, we're not thinking about that. We're thinking about how we can be better as players, how we can be better as a team. And as I said, you know, the competition is so fierce inside the camp that you can't really worry about what's going on outside. Mm.
You spoke as well in the panel about, I suppose, the two panels being in separate places, the Cork kind of Camogie team more established going for All-Ireland titles, whereas there's a rebuilding process going on with the footballers. You spoke to Sarah there and she said there's a fantastic buzz though in the Cork ladies football panel at the moment.
Yeah, it is. It is a great camp, and like, you know, whatever about, you know, going back to Jewel, I wouldn't be there if there wasn't a good camp and a good support system and good players and good people, because whatever you win, whatever the success is, it, at the end of the day, it's the people that you do it with. So it is, you know, as I said, we are really, really hunting rather than than being hunted, as I said, in Camogie. But I personally think the ladies football championship is wide open. So there's a lot we have to do. There's a lot we have to learn. There's a lot we have to get right. But if we keep going on that buzz and keep clicking together, you know, who knows what will happen at the latter end of the championship. And I firmly believe we are all Ireland contenders, and I wouldn't be there if I didn't believe that.
Yeah, it was a good league campaign, 6 wins out of 7. I know you came undone against Galway in the final, but still a good start to the year.
Yeah, it was. And look, it was challenging being in Division 2. I guess, you know, you want to be in Division 1 playing against the best teams. But look, the target was to get back up to Division 1, and we did achieve that. So I think the real work starts now. Champion football, the best teams. Like, look, we lost to Kerry last weekend. You know, there's a lot of changes, a lot of injuries, a lot to work on. But, you know, I think we'll build from that and we'll go again. If we can get a win against Tipperary, that'll be great. That's our next focus, you know. So it's always looking forward.
And we're here at Super Value Park. What's it like playing here?
Yeah, it is. It is a great experience to always play here. And I think we're extra privileged in Camogie this year. I wouldn't say privileged. I think it should be standard that we're playing here, to be honest. Point. But it is. It's fantastic surface. It's a fantastic ground. My big call out would be, could we get more people in seats and supporting us, and, you know, call out to Páirc Uí to and the GAA to make sure that we're playing here as much as possible. You know, we were playing, let's say our football game was down in Clodagh, which is a fantastic setup and a fantastic place, and we do train there, so no complaints on that end. But, you know, let's play in Páirc Uí, let's play in Páirc Uí Ring as much as possible.
Yeah, because if you're playing in the best of facilities, there's no reason to say, oh, sure, I couldn't go down to Clodagh to watch the game. But like, if you're here at Super Value Páirc Uí, then more people will come.
Yeah, hopefully. And like, let's promote it. And, you know, I suppose, like, if I'm being honest, if you look back at, you know, we did have a doubleheader, Cork v Clare, first round of Munster Championship. And, you know, it is still disappointing to see, while there is a good crowd there, but there's people who are coming in after the match, or people who you might meet coming out of the stadium that are like, oh, do you win, or how'd you get on? You know, so it's like, look, it is what it is. So I'm not going to fix it here. We're not going to fix it here. But, you know, I suppose if there's a message to people, just to encourage, you know, if you've daughters, bring them to the Camogie match, not just the hurling match, bring them to the football match.
Because it makes a difference.
It does make a huge difference. And it makes a huge difference, not just for our team, but for the development of the game. So, yeah.
Excellent, Hannah. Thanks very much. Best of luck for the summer.
This week on Diverted.
I was always around football. I used to carry the players' boots. I remember when my grandfather would bring the Brazilian players, and I would wash their boots and everything. So it's definitely, football is built and stored in my DNA.
In episode 6, we're going to Central America, and we'll be taking you to a Belizean Premier League game. We'll be visiting the basketball-obsessed highlands of Guatemala.
You need to have a name model that people support. Like, for instance, basketball, you have LeBron James. It starts like that. You have to find good players so that you can sell it to the public so they can come out and support.
And we will experience firsthand the 2 minutes and 58 seconds where it looked like Costa Rica were going to qualify for the knockout stages of the 2022 World Cup.
I am once again embracing my new brothers.
What are you doing?
Creating chaos.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
To unlock lots more from the OTB GAA feed, become a member at offtheball.com/join now.
You work hard. Now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big,
spacious and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.